And welcome back to In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman here. Have any questions or comments? 75-537-1350. Here with USD 383 School Board President Marsha Rozell and Superintendent Marvin Wade. And we have a school board meeting tonight, so...
We do have a school board meeting tonight. It starts at 6:30 at the Robinson Education Center, and all are welcome to come. We do put it out on the TV so you can watch from the comfort of your home, but we always love to have people in the audience. So it's kind of a normal agenda for us. We don't have any recognitions this night, but we've got donations and grants, which I certainly want to call attention to now, because we appreciate all these extra dollars that come into our district. We had $5,000 cash donation from Amanda Arnold PTO for their elementary school for class use, $9,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley for College Hill preschool student fees, $740 cash donation from Eisenhower Booster Club to their Eagles of Excellent Worlds of Fun trip that's coming up, $2,273 and change from the Eisenhower Booster Club for a new ice machine in their school, $600 cash donation from Walmart to Anthony Middle School so for supplies and equipment for the autism classroom, $1,000 cash donation from Civics Plus. That's for travel expenses for the high school to go to the the Business Professionals of Americans National in Land of Florida. $1,000 cash donation from Civics Plus for the robotics, Indians Robotics membership registration. And then a $5,000 cash donation from Ogden Manhattan Public School Foundation for the Flint Hills Summer Fun Camp. It's amazing that summer is on its way, and we're gearing up for it, that's for sure. There's a lot of, like Dr. Wade said, a lot of recognitions coming up. We've got teacher appreciation this week. We've got early retirement recognitions on May 17th. We also have graduation coming up. Boy, that's going to be a big event on Sunday, May 21st at 2 p.m. at Bramlage Coliseum. And before that, we've actually got the graduation of adult learning, open door graduation. That's on Saturday, May the 20th at 11 at the high school, or excuse me, East Campus. And then the virtual academy graduation on Saturday, May 20th at 2 p.m. up at the West Campus.
Do you know who your graduation speaker is yet?
I'm sure it's known. I don't know it. We have students that get up at graduation. Yeah, this is Dr. Wade's first graduation commencement.
Oh, yes. That's for right. Us.
Yeah, we keep forgetting that he is still new to his position. But
you hit the ground running.
He did. So
yes, we have.
Yes, he did hit the ground running.
This is year one, right?
yeah. So we'll have a student talk at graduation, and then we typically, and then, it's all planned.
And Dr. Wade, I mean, talk about with this graduating class, your first graduation, kind of some thoughts as you kind of cap off year one here.
You've heard me say before about, you know, great students, and just I don't know all of them, admittedly, but those that I've met, you know, just outstanding athletes, musicians, actors. Think about the mentor, mm-hmm. The yearbook, just so many different current and future leaders in this class that in so many ways they don't just do what we expect them to do, but they go beyond that. And it's not like, when I think of them as a group, it's not like they do it to call attention in themselves and say, look how great I am. It's just, it's almost like, maybe it's been instilled in our school system and at home, but it's whatever you're going to do, do it well. And their time management skills are impressive. As many things as some of these students are involved in, and I know they just can't be getting enough sleep, but that's another matter. But you know, just a great bunch, and I always look forward to watching their success in the future, mm-hmm. and seeing where these students end up and the contributions they make to their community and society. So great group.
And just to have you for a few more minutes, state legislature. That's something that's going to – they're coming back, I believe. Was it this week their first week back?
Or they're back this week.
This week was. Mm-hmm. And school funding, again, just like last year, a big topic in the state and something important if you care about public education. This is a big time of the year for our state.
And my understanding right now is that You know, they have been off 3 weeks break. They've come back. They're working both in the House and the Senate on their omnibus bill. The omnibus bill is where they put in, it's hard to, for me to say,
well,
omnibus bill. And they plug in a lot of different aspects into one bill and try to move that forward. And both Senate and House are working on that now in their committees, wanting to get things done so they can take it to the full body of the House and the Senate to vote on those bills. There was estimates were higher on revenues than it, I think it was April 20th, something came out about that, considerably higher revenues than they thought there would be in the projections. So now the governor has come back with his revised, his amended budget, which is what they do every year. Once they find those numbers from mid-April, they come back and adjust their budget proposal. So I know there's money in there for preschool. But several different areas that are, I think parents as teachers, mm-hmm. several areas that are important to our community that are in there. So the big discussion, as it's always been, is how much money is enough?
Right.
And when the revenues aren't there, but the expenditures are needed, how are you going to make up for that shortfall?
Mm-hmm. And Marsha, what are you hearing on that front?
Well, you know, they're still working on the school finance formula, and you know, it's one of those things where they're going to have to come up with it, but then they have to figure out how to fund it, right? And so that's the big shortfall in our state. We know what it takes to educate. We know what it should take, where it should go, but we don't have the funds there to pay the bills. So they have their work cut out for them.
And I did have a note here. I looked to see what's in Governor Brownback's budget amendment is money for Kansas Reading Roadmap, which helps with early learning reading, and our district benefits from that. There's parents as teachers, which I know there were some big cuts in that in the past, and that helps with parent education, family support at the earlier ages. Kansas preschool program, Jobs for America's graduates, which helps them, at-risk students, to be able to get out and be successful after they leave the school system. So those are some of the areas that are looked at being funded. But again, that's just what's proposed at this time.
Again, here with USD 383 School Board President Marsha Rozelle and Superintendent Marvin Wade. If you have any questions, comments, 785-537-1350. And when you look at this, there's still so much confusion. I had, now I'm blanking, at Riley County high school, mm-hmm. and one of our other schools mm-hmm. had them over here last week, and we were talking about budget numbers and looking at things. And when you look at the way the numbers are kind of calculated, and when you look at it just on paper, you look at the numbers and you see a lot of big numbers. And when it comes from the state and the federal government, you see an increase in those numbers of school districts. But the way they have, I know CAPERS is thrown
exactly.
in on those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to actually money going into the classroom, that's really what I feel like we're all talking about, right? And that's what school districts are talking
right,
about.
Right, right. We're concerned about the money that comes in that's not just a flow through like CAPERS would be. And so it's the money that comes in per pupil that we can utilize for this district. And it's not going up as it should. It's not going up as the Supreme Court has indicated it should. And so, but again, it all falls back to, even if they decide to give that to us from the state level, there's no funds there to give it to us. So they have to figure out that difference.
And that is, we talked earlier about the stress at this time of year. Well, that's another stressor that there's been lots of conversations about at the federal level, some proposed reductions, but those reductions don't just happen. Some, you know, Congress has to vote on those things. Mm-hmm. They haven't voted yet. So when somebody says this, and this are going to be cut, we know that affects Kansas, which affects 383, but is it really going to happen? So as our new budget year starts July 1st, and we don't know state funding, we don't know the federal funding, so we're doing all these different budget projections, and people out in the field recognize, there's jobs tied to those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just an additional stressor that could be avoided if these issues were acted on earlier. Even if we didn't get the money that we think we should get, just knowing the amount we can adjust to, that we can make whatever budget works. It's just what quality of service will we provide?
And we talk a lot about state funding. What are you guys hearing as far as on the federal side? What do you expect there as far as dollars or even programs for this matter?
Shift from
what's been,
a shift to more choice options. That's
I think we're all wondering out there what is happening with our federal government, aren't we?
I do not disagree.
Okay.
You know, they talk about that some of the funding that helps smaller class sizes, after school, summer school programs. One that concerns us is at the federal level talking about cutting the money that goes to military-connected families, mm-hmm. which, you know, that'd be a big impact on us. So,
and surprising, you would not, out of all programs that at the federal level that could possibly see any cuts with a Republican-controlled Congress, a Republican president, that's not the one you think would be on the chopping block.
And that's, early in my career, I paid more attention, as they said, increase, decrease, going and talking to staff about here's what they're saying now, and I realized how much, that they didn't need to know all of that day in and day out, that what are they talking about now. It's ultimately when it gets closer to crunch time, what do the legislators seriously seem to be considering? And at that point, paying very close attention to it. But we're still, even though it's May, there's still a lot of negotiations going on about what's going to get funded and what will not get funded. And we watch it.
As do we all. You guys, speaking of having your work cut out for you, you guys are kind of in that category too, I think.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
And we appreciate it. So let's go ahead and go to another break here. Really appreciate you guys coming on this morning. Coming up, Marty Mertz and Melissa Wall with Riley County Farm Bureau on In Focus.
That would be Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Yeah.
Did I say Marty?
You said Marty.
I did say Marty. Mary. It's good coffee. Hit my brain wrong.
Apparently not good enough.
We'll be back.
It's finally time to give away a Kubota zero-turn mower from CanEquip. Add CanEquip. If you're a finalist for our Ready, Set, Mow giveaway, make sure you're at CanEquip.